Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. Starting over can be a wonderful time for you in order to grow, in order to expand, in order to become at peace with yourself and be present in the moment and do the mindset work and heal and all of that goodness. You know, you can really set boundaries. You can reflect on what was, on what has happened and where you are right now in the present moment, in order to know that your future is brighter because you've learned the lessons, you're evaluating, you're reflecting on everything, you can edit, tweak and everything so that obviously you don't go through that experience again, whatever that experience was. So it depends what you're starting over from. So you could be starting over from, you know, releasing a relationship or, you know, a breakup. You could be starting over from, you know, a job or a business. You could be starting over regarding a house because you've lost everything. You've got to start again. And the thing is, you're not starting from scratch with absolutely nothing because you've got the knowledge, talent, expertise, skills, wisdom, whatever it is, and you've learned the lessons, okay? And you need to know when you're starting over, you're not alone. You may feel alone. And you may have all the people around you during the day, and then at the night time, you may get lonely because you're on your own, maybe the kids are in bed, whatever. But you need to really then do the inner mindset work. You really need to really shift your thought processes, your beliefs, your values and everything. Because starting over is a wonderful time for you to really heal the wounds and the heaviness and the negativity and the aches and pains and everything that you are going through, but also to build up solidly and strongly your mindset and your inner healing in order to take action on what you need to basically walk the talk with. You know, the action steps that need to take, and you need that strength. So crying is sign of strength, not weakness. It's good for the soul to cleanse, but also cry out the frustrations, the fears, the blocks, whatever it is, release and let it all go in order for you to step forward, okay? Now, I do talk a lot about my four-step activation process. So that is acknowledge, deal, heal, and move forward. And you can't leapfrog straight to the move forward stage. You've got to go through each stage significantly. And sometimes you'll be in the healing stage, and then you'll flip back to the dealing because something's cropped up or you've noticed something or whatever it is, okay? But, you know, starting over can be a real gift for you in order to really reprogram yourself in the way that you want, in the feelings that you want, the experiences that you want to receive and all of that, okay? But you do need to sit in the quiet time. You do need to work through all of this, be vulnerable, get down to the nitty gritty of what's been going on, really open your arms to change and know that, you know, you're going to learn the lessons from whatever it is and everything works out the way it's supposed to. I started over so many times in my life, from relationship breakups to a career to, you know, losing things and also people. You know, my mum passed away and things, and kind of continuing my life without my parent and without my role model that I've had for my entire life up to the point, obviously, that she passed away. And the realisation of that and the healing through that and the heartache and all of that. But being in solitary moments in order to journal, in order to sleep, in order to process, in order to go through all of that, knowing that I'm going to be okay and keep reaffirming to myself, I'm okay, I'm going to be okay, everything is going to be okay, because I know the universe is looking out for me. I know whatever you believe in, obviously, you can change the universe word to whatever you want, but also to nurture and nourish and take care of yourself, to know that you're going to be okay, everything's going to work out, and really focus on expanding and growth and nurturing and the healing and really embracing all of that. You know, I have had clients over the years that they've had to start again. They've had to start over because of a breakup or a decision that they've made in regards to people or, you know, situations like a job or business, and they've had to start over. But they're starting over from knowledge. They're starting over from, you know, having the wisdom and the skills and going, well, I tried this, but that didn't work. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tweak it and edit it, and maybe I'll get a different result and it'll be much more positive, if you know what I mean. So the one thing that I would say as you listen to this is that you're not starting over from nothing, or, you know what I mean? It's like you've got all of this stuff. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh new thing that you are stepping forward into. So be positive. Embrace it. Really believe deep down that everything's going to be okay. It is, again, you know me, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you, it's all about mindset. Mindset, mindset, mindset. You can shift anything. You can change anything. You need to stack up the mindset to the level that it doesn't matter whether everything's imploding, everything's exploding, everything's doing all this, the outside influences and everything, because you know deep down inside of you what you want, what your boundaries are in place, what you tolerate, what you want. And you can do anything, go anywhere, be anything, do anything, create anything. You've just got to have the belief in yourself, knowing that you're going to pull it off, whatever is thrown at you. And one scene that I actually love, it's on YouTube, so pop over to YouTube, go on Sia, the singer, Sia Unstoppable, and it's No Man's Land. So it's Wonder Woman walking over No Man's Land, being told that she can't walk over it, and all these bullets and everything are flying to her, and she's got her shield, and she's still moving forward. And that's what you need to do. You need to keep moving forward in whatever it is. My lifetime mantra, since I was 19 years old, obviously, is keep going always. And it was born, shall we say, from everything I was going through with my son at that time when I was 19. And the thing is that you have to keep going always. You have to keep moving forward. Things change, things move, but you need to instill in you, get yourself stronger, be unstoppable, be relentless, really focus on being driven and determined to, you know, set the boundaries. But starting over, it's a good thing. It's refreshing, it's new, it can be exciting, although on the flip side of the coin, yes, it can be emotional, it can be testing, it can be negative, it can be upsetting. I get all of that. But when you can breathe through all of that and you've got the modalities in place in order to work your way through whatever it is you're going through, it really is wonderful. And in hindsight, you know, they always say hindsight's a wonderful thing. And you can always look back and go, actually, that was the best decision. That was brilliant. It was hard at the time because obviously you're in the eye of the storm. But I've come through the other side. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I've come through the other side and I'm better for it. I've learned the lessons, put the boundaries in place, done whatever I needed to do, and it's great. And that is what you need to aim for. You need to focus. And if you can't actually see, I'm using my fingers like the speech things, if you can't actually see it, try and find someone who's been through the scenario you have, that's come through the other side, that you can actually use them as kind of a role model in order to move forward through that. So they've done it, so can you. Obviously, circumstances are all unique and different and things like that, but it really inspires you that someone else has done it, so can you. You get your strength, inner strength, from them and their situation and going, well, they did it, so if I can use some of the techniques they used, you know, sometimes it'll work, you know what I mean, and then go through it that way. But always, always do that deep inner mindset work. And if you need any help, go to RebeccaAdamsBiz.com. I have a wonderful program for you called Expansion that we go through everything. So have a look at the page, read everything, see if it aligns with you. And if your heart's open, I'd love to have you inside Expansion. I will see you on the next podcast. Know that you are awesome, you are remarkable, and you're incredible. And starting over can be a positive thing.